Last one of the month from Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hi, I'm Peter Stewart. We're talking about the studio tech that can make your voice sound great. Yeah, audio processing. Yesterday, we touched on equalization and compression and de-essers as well. So go back and listen to that episode 545 yesterday. Today, episode 546, we're talking about noise gates and ducking. So, yeah, noise gating controls the loudness at which a sound will be picked up or recorded. So if it's too low a level, it'll simply not be allowed to pass through the gate, which means that it won't be recorded, which stops background noise, such as traffic sounds, from being heard. And when we're talking about noise gating, we're talking about things like automatic level control, which we spoke about a few days ago on the show. In fact, I'm just scrolling back on my scripts to give you exactly what episode that was. Yeah, it was 536, where we talked about automatic level control. So that's what happens when you're using noise gating. That is part of ALC, automatic level control. Ducking, similar but different, controls the volume of one sound compared to another. So say your mic channel takes precedence over that of a guest or of music, which is probably what you want it to be. You want you to be heard more than any music or sound effects. It doesn't mean that it's going to be taking over completely, but it means that it'll have precedence if things are of a similar level. Ducking won't eliminate the other sound, but it allows the dominant source to better cut through. So, these settings in a radio studio or any professional studio, voiceover studio and so on, equalization, compressors, de-essers, noise gating and ducking, may be set up the same for everyone to perhaps give a consistent sound across, let's use the radio station, across the radio station as an example. Or sometimes there may be some kind of personalised setting, a key card system, which allows the system, once you put in a credit card size key card into the system, it allows it to recognise you and then automatically sets up the settings for your particular tone, your timbre. And that will have been set up in advance with the help of an engineer because of the acoustics in the room, how you talk, how you sound, how close to the mic you get, and that kind of thing. It's unlikely that you'll be given free rein of that panel to alter the settings yourself. Very, very unlikely indeed. And in a recording booth, the sound engineer will adjust levels live as you record, and also, again, in post-production. It's all part of the overall mix of the audio, together with, say, a music bed, the effects, and the jingle as well. If you want to read a little bit more about how to get the best audio quality out of your podcast or understanding audio essentials, compression and things like that, then go to today's show notes and you'll pick up some more details right there in some links that I've provided. But that is it for today. That's it for this month. Back tomorrow with the 1st of July with a brand new episode about common microphone muck-ups as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.